You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome, everybody. This is episode 2 of Views. Today is March 22nd, right? Friday. I'm joined by Chase DeBuehl. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, good. How was your St. Paddy's Day? How was that?
Actually, I went to the Pistons game. It was kind of weird because, you know, there was more Raptors fans than Pistons fans.
What?
So it kind of made me mad. Like, I was in the stadium, and I was just watching the game, and all I hear is, "Let's go, Raptors!" And I'm like,
bro, we're okay, at home.
Yeah, we're at home. This isn't right. But yeah, man, it was okay. How was yours?
I was at work, actually. It's terrible. I work at a, I don't know if I mentioned this on my last show. I work at a hotel downtown called the Siren Hotel.
Okay.
I think I was working like 3 to 11 that day, and we just had a whole bunch of guests come in, and they were just like, yeah, we're about to go to the game. I'm like, son of a bitch. You kidding me? So, yeah.
Yeah, man, it was a hype game, though. We won. Yeah.
Damn.
It was good to shut the fans up.
Honestly, I haven't watched a sports game in like a good little 6 months. I didn't watch any football. I maybe caught like the end of like the Super Bowl.
Like on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, like, wow.
Literally nothing.
Well, the Super Bowl, you didn't miss nothing because it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I heard it was terrible.
Terrible game.
Man, that's crazy.
Terrible. And then everyone goes, Tom Brady's a GOAT when he did nothing.
He's
the
not,
whole
bro.
Game.
Okay. This Tom Brady situation, first of all, he cheated. We can all agree that he cheated.
Oh, for sure.
He got suspended for it, too. So the whole five rings now?
Six?
Get the fuck out of here.
He's got six rings, man. He's up there with Jordan. They're trying to compare him to like the best athlete ever. Like what?
That's
first of negative. All, he runs like a 5.4 40. He can't jump. He can't move. All he can do is throw the ball.
So, and sit in the pocket.
Do nothing.
But the Patriots, I'm not gonna lie, they're like drafting is like just amazing. Like every player they have just fits perfectly with their team. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is weird. Like they got a whole bunch of weird with Julian Edelman, I don't think anywhere else he would fit.
Yeah.
I don't know anywhere else where, except the Patriots. Cause,
I mean, the Steelers maybe, but that's the
it's a possibility. Well, I want to say now he would fit somewhere, but coming up, no, I couldn't see him being a top receiver. Definitely like leading the playoffs. He's like a league leader in playoffs history, most yards.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's crazy as hell. Yeah.
He's like second up like to Jerry Rice, I think.
But he still wouldn't do shit on the Lions, though, for sure.
Nothing.
Like, I just think the Lions, like, my dad always brings this up. This guy years ago, he, like, got fired from the Lions or something. He said, these guys are cursed. They'll never win a playoff. Like, playoff game, never win a Super Bowl. Still hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah. It was like in the 50s. I forget the dude's name. But, yeah, he said they'll never win anything for, like, 50 years. And then the curse was uplifted, and the Lions still shit
the bed. They still lost.
Still shit the bed.
I think they were playing
another disappointing
the Saints that year when they lost. Yeah, their first playoff in, like, years, they lost to the Saints, which I love the Saints, honestly. Drew Brees is. I love Drew
Saints.
Brees.
You got to feel bad for those guys, man.
Wait, what happened with them?
Well,
the first year,
the first year against the Vikings, it was like, it was literally the last second, no time on the clock, and Case Keenum throws up a heave to Stephon Diggs. And all the safety has to do is just make the tackle, but he just dives at the dude's legs. And Stephon Diggs, like, catches the ball, and he looks at the ground, and he sees, like, no one's there. And he's just like, okay, and he just runs to the end zone, and the game was over. And then that dude somehow didn't get fired. But then it wasn't the same dude. This year, it was on offense, and the refs just totally missed the offensive pass interference call. And
I heard about it. It was controversial.
Defensive pass interference. It was so bad.
That's
it was so
bullshit.
Obvious. But come to find out, the refs were all Rams fans or affiliated with the Rams. So,
bro, fuck the refs, honestly. They don't see shit unless they, like, want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid. Same thing with basketball. Like, they're right there on the court. And it's like, you don't see this guy got hit in the back of the head. They look at the replay 60 times. They'll take the headset off and then go back to the monitor.
Right, man.
Still can't see it. I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, man. But at the same time, sports are so soft now, man. Like, I hate watching basketball, and I see not even just LeBron, just any player, when they go up and they get tapped and it's a foul. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
where's the
That's what I don't like. James Harden anymore. He used to be one of my favorite players, but now he just goes for the foul at the three.
I despise James Harden. Despise that, man.
It's so stupid. Like, I mean, even my dad always brings this up, too. Like, if LeBron James was playing, like, back in, like, the 70s or something, it would be a totally different game for him. Because you couldn't touch anybody.
100%. But I still think just because how big he is and how fast he is that he would do well,
yeah.
He would do well.
I think for any player, though. They would just, like, currently, though.
Yeah.
Not, like, if they were, like, going as long as LeBron. Like, right. If Dirk was back then, he would probably do pretty well, too.
Yeah, because he's really a one-dimensional type player. Yeah. I mean, great player, don't get me wrong.
Did he retire now?
No, man. I mean, he said he wants to play until he's like 45.
How old is he now?
40. I think he just turned like 42.
Damn.
Maybe.
Three more years of Dirk. Champ. He's the GOAT, man.
The GOAT, man. I love Dirk.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I haven't watched any sports in a long time besides like UFC or something like that. That's it. I mean, honestly, this last season, I didn't watch any, actual NFL games. None. I did want Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I wanted him to get, his first year, just come out and just bust ass and win the Super Bowl. That would have been dope.
Well, he should have, but another thing.
Some bullshit.
Well, I forget the dude's name. Is there their D-end? He was lined up way offsides the last play. The one play that you need to be lined up on sides. You play football your whole life, and you can't line up on sides for one play and cost them the game.
Damn.
Because the Chiefs got an interception, but it got called back because he was offsides.
Damn, bro.
Tough.
That's crazy.
Tough.
So this dude just texted me. Hold on. I got somebody trying to get in the studio, but he's going to have to wait a second. So let's get into our first topic here.
Okay.
Egg Boy. You hear about this?
Yeah, man, I seen the video on
Twitter.
That
shit had me dead, and then I actually found out what it was. So it was like the state senator or governor of New Zealand said like this really fucked up comment where he said, basically for the mass shooting in New Zealand was their fault because they let Muslims, it was the immigration's fault because they let Muslims into the country. That's literally basically what he said. I'm obviously not exact quote now, but that's basically along the lines of what he said. And then the kid just like videotaped the whole thing and just slapped that. The funniest shit ever.
Yeah, man, I saw that. At first I was like, okay, this is one of those, you know, because on Twitter there's always those videos and you have no idea what's going on behind this.
Right.
You know, like you don't know the story. You're like, okay, I have no clue what's going on. And all I see is this kid just smack an egg across this guy's head. And then this guy just, I don't know how young the kid is, but
he looks like, I think he's like Australian or something.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Like, and now the kid's like donating money to like, I think he started like a GoFundMe page to help like the survivors and stuff. Like,
oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's
so dope. Yeah, he's a good kid after all.
Yeah. I seen someone posted and they were like, I stan him, you know? So yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
He had some balls to do that for sure.
Damn. But, yeah, that's crazy, though. Like, the mass shooting, another one. Like,
dude, at this point, mass shootings are kind of like, I don't want to say surprising because that's a messed up thing to say. But, you know, like that whole Parkland shooting, I just found out that one of the survivors, she just had committed suicide from PTSD from it. And it was like, it's crazy. Every single day, you never know when a massacre is going to happen. So
right, that's crazy. That's wild. But I think this
when did
is
this
like,
happen?
This was like last week, I think. And then I know that they had went to, I think it was several shooters actually, or it could have been just one. But I know they arrested one of the suspects. He's in custody now. But it's like, I think it comes down to gun control. Couldn't even say that word.
I don't know. You never know what's going to happen with people, man.
Yeah, it's wild.
No matter what, people are going to get guns regardless, so.
That's true. Who's bringing them in, though?
Yeah, you never know.
Another topic is Sam Smith. You hear about this?
No, I didn't.
He is non-binary. You know what that means?
No.
I had no idea either. So I Googled this shit, and it means he's, like, not a male or a female mentally. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to, I don't know how to comment on that one.
I think it's, like, a big
so wait,
thing,
is he's
though.
Other?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I'm not sure. You know who Sam Smith is, yeah, though, right? Yeah, the singer, songwriter.
Yeah. He's a good singer. I heard a couple of songs. He's got that one song. I think it's called like Stay With Me or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a big
hit. One of his songs.
I mean, it's a great song. But yeah, man, I don't understand how, not even just him, how people can say they're an other.
Yeah.
Like not even a male or female. Like, I mean, I don't understand when, like, I don't judge anyone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I'm for everything.
I'm
you
the
know,
same
you
way.
Do
so,
your
like,
thing.
If a person tells me, like, I have friends too who are like, have like transgender, like sisters or brothers, or even they're transgender.
Right.
And excuse me. And I don't judge them at all. I'm like, okay, do you or whatever. But my thing is, when you try to publicly put your, like, your thought process or your belief globally, and if somebody comes at you and say, hey, sir, how can I help you? You're like, get mad at them and like, no, I'm a Zer or whatever the fuck
right.
you know, it is now.
Right.
And then they try to project this onto everybody else. And I just think that's fucked up. Because if it's like, if we're in a circle and it's like I said, if I'm your boy and I was transgender or something, and then I'm like, oh, can you just address me by this or that? And you're like, okay, cool, that's fine.
Right.
But when they try to globally project this onto everybody else, and then I don't know if you know, now they're trying to implement it into schools and stuff now too.
Well, that's crazy.
Because you know, I don't know if you, it's like, I know I'm wrong on this number, but it's at least 30 different genders, like as far as like verbiage. Because it's stupid because it's like,
30 genders?
Yeah, yeah. So it can be like, this person feels like a man up until like 12 p.m. And then after that,
then
he's a girl.
What, he's a hamster?
And then...
like, what? What is it? I don't understand this.
Yeah. So, and then after that, they're like a girl. And then after that, like, say at 3 p.m., they're just floating in the middle. So that's what, like, Sam Smith is saying. He's like, he's not anything. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, man. I don't understand. The whole school thing, I would say, is I would definitely not want my kid, like, my daughter, at least, you know, like, you know, being in the girls' bathroom and some little kid
right.
who obviously, because when you're young, I mean, parents put that in the kid's head, you know, no kid that just wakes up and says I want to be a girl.
Yeah.
Someone has to put that in their head.
Yeah.
But if there's a young male and he goes to school and he's identifying as a girl but he's still got a penis,
you
know, I don't want him going into the girls' bathroom and my six-year-old daughter is seeing some.
And I feel like this is like a big problem as far as like the bathroom thing, but I feel like my thing is, where have they been going this whole time? You know what I mean? But I definitely see what you mean about that. But I just don't, I hate the fact that, like I say, when they try to publicly portray it, and then the fact that they say, oh, there's no such thing as a guy or a girl, like male or female, but it's like genetically, that pisses me off. Like I said, I love science. So I'm literally like, genetically and biologically, you either have an XY chromosome or YX, how does it go again? I'm retarded.
Dude, I'm the last person to ask about science.
Yeah. I just forget which one it is as far as like XY, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
as far
as
male or female, biologically, it's either
stuff,
born, like either that or one or the other, basically. So I just get upset on that regard. But other than that, I'm not trying to, like, people are going to get pissed at me and DM me like, oh, you motherfucker, talking shit about the transgenders. No, I'm not doing that at all. I'm just saying, don't portray that belief on us as far as like, if you're gonna go and say and get mad at us for calling you a different name, let us know, fill us in, and then say whatever it is like that you go by. It's
right.
Cool. I'm friend, like I said, I have friends who are transgender. I have one of my good friends, her brother transgendered into a girl. That's fine, you know, do you at the end of the day. Don't have a problem with that at all. But Sam Smith is obviously a huge one. He's about to get so many more fans, I feel like. This obviously isn't a clout move for him, but he's about to get it.
Well, I mean, it could be a clout move. You never know. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, he's identifying as other. I really don't, I've never heard that before, but I know on a resume, they are starting to put other on the resume as an option.
Yeah. And we always seen that on like the meat test and shit. It'll say like other, we're like, what the fuck is that? Like 10 years ago, but now it's just like, oh, other, okay. Other.
Yeah, right, sense. You know what they're talking about when they say other now, which, but yeah, like I said, man, it's nothing against them. It doesn't, and the thing is, to the people who get mad and like, you know, hate and talk shit about these people, how does it affect your life?
Yeah.
You know, how does two girls or two guys want to go get married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how does that affect your life? Yeah. Like this, that whole.
And it goes even more with me, not to make it about religion at all, but I'm religious. So, you know, a lot of like Christians or whoever will say, you know, that's wrong. And I do believe, like, as far as my beliefs go, that's not what you're supposed to do. But I mean, if it's two people, I have no, like, that's not going to affect my life. Just like fucking Trump being in the office right now. I haven't even noticed he's been there all this time. Like, it's not really affecting my day to day life at all.
Can you believe his first term's almost over?
Almost, bro. You know, like,
well, his last term. Yeah, we should say.
When we graduated, though, or no, not when we graduated. My last day of school was the day he was getting inaugurated, and I don't tell people that though. I just say like, oh yeah, that's the day Obama left. They're like, oh, that's cool, right, man. That's right. Cool. Yeah, that shit's crazy though. But yeah, basically, no, like we said, no offense against any transgender or anything like that. But yeah. Oh, side note, United Airlines is the first U.S. airline-based company to actually have a section in the, when you fill out your flight plan or like make your flight arrangements, they have like a section for like other, and so they're doing like, let me see here.
So like a different like.
Yeah, so instead of like saying male or Mr. or Miss, you would say mix, MX instead of MR, MX, which is like. I don't know how you pronounce that, but
mix.
It's another one that's option U, which is undisclosed, and then X is another little small separate letter.
Okay.
It's undisclosed, but those are the same fucking things to me. But yeah, they're the first airlines to do this, which is, you know, groundbreaking for transgenders. But well, I feel like the other option was always there, wasn't it? I mean,
pretty much. I mean, everywhere I've been, there's always been an other option.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what it meant to. Yeah.
And this goes back to like, I mean, just put other on the form. Just don't, you don't have to be super specific about what you are. You just put other.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. They're fucking, they're pissing me off now. No, I'm kidding. But let's see here. What else we got? Oh, this kind of goes into, since we're talking about like women and men and stuff. So, you know who Jamila Jamil is?
That sounds really familiar.
So she used to play on, I think she still does play on The Good Place, is a TV show. And she's basically for like women empowerment. So like she has this thing, this channel called I Weigh on Instagram.
Okay.
And basically saying like women aren't just objects that's saying like, oh, well, if I'm not this certain weight or I don't look this way, I'm not perfect or whatever. So this channel like empowers women and stuff. And then she had a quote. I don't remember exactly what it was. I can't pull it up now. But she basically said, you don't have to follow the like the parameters that like Kim Kardashian, all these different models who use like Photoshop, have personal trainers and shit. You don't have to do that. And I 100% agree with that because, like I said, when I first came back to Michigan back in 2016, I was in Texas and Louisiana for 6 months each. Back in 2015, came back to Michigan 2016, met back with you. I was 210 pounds. You still don't believe me, but
no, man, yeah. I really don't, man.
I was a big fella, and then started film school, dropped like 40 pounds in 2 months for a girl, of course. And then I found out she you know, she had a kid and had a boyfriend.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. So I was trying
to
get my
two.
Yeah.
Hit you with the two piece. You didn't know what to do.
Yeah. So I lost all the weight. I looked good afterwards, but then I was still like 170, and then I just cut weight again because I started boxing a couple months ago. Now I'm like 158, 159.
Okay. Yeah. Dope, man.
But yeah, I think it's like not even to use my like weight loss success as like a parameter. You're going to be whatever weight. Like, you don't have to be this certain, a certain weight or anything like that, or a certain look to be accepted into society. So I feel like that's important.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know those coaches that, they were at Sterling, you know, they're like the two twins.
No, I didn't
see
them. Like,
they're called, one of them's Coach D and the other one, I always forget his name, but great people. Mm-hmm. You know, they started a thing on Twitter, and he got like 160,000 followers in like two nights or something like that.
Right.
Just by posting one video, and he had like 4 million views on it or something like that.
Yeah.
And Logic ended up like following him and, you know, tweeting him, you know, about his like story and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it just goes to show like there are, you know, people don't really care.
For sure.
I mean, there are other people, there are people that do care and want to talk but shit about someone.
The thing is, like, you don't have to, like, you shouldn't care what other people think at the end of the day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Let's see here. We're trying to get Stan and, I'm sorry, what was your name?
Brittany.
We're trying to get them adjusted in your other guests on the show. But let's move into our next topic. Oh, we were talking about this a little bit before we came in here, Chase. The guy's name is Aaron Kosminski. He's apparently the new suspect in Jack the Ripper case, which is insane because that happened in 1888.
Forever, yeah.
So that's crazy. And then I was talking to my sister about it. She's 15. God bless her heart. She didn't even know who Jack the Ripper was. So I had to break down to her for like 30 minutes who the fuck this guy was. But that's insane. The guy ended up dying. Let's see. He died March 24th. So this Sunday is going to be 100 years after this guy died. And he still don't know for sure if it's him or not.
He died 100 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. Yeah, he died.
And they just...
1919.
I mean, I feel like after like maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay.
Yeah.
He's gone now. Yeah. You know?
It's been 100 years almost.
Right. No like, one really on cares now. To find out who this guy
yeah.
is. I mean,
we
don't
care,
get me wrong. He
but,
did some
yeah.
fucked up shit.
Yeah.
But...
And then have you seen the pictures? I'm not going to like describe them on here, but yeah, they're pretty.
No, I haven't.
Pretty graphic what he did to, because I think it was like 5 or 6 women.
Oh, yeah.
But they believe he's like a barber. He was a Polish barber, came over to England in 1980s, like late 1980s, and the murders happened in 1888. Excuse me, 1800.
Oh, so he'd lure him in with that.
Yeah.
Hey, I can cut your hair.
Yeah. And then just went to town, I guess. That's what they're saying now.
Went to town.
Just, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 100 years later, bringing up old shit. But, no, we were talking about, the UFC. Let's get into this really quickly before we get them mic'd up. I'm not sure if they're in the UFC. So this new card is the fight is April 16th, which is crazy. We have Kevin Gastelum and Israel Adesanya, and who's the other card?
The other card coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about the upcoming cards, but I know about the Israel Adesanya and Kevin Gastelum.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that one.
Well, at first he was supposed to fight Robert Whittaker. But Robert Whittaker, the last second, pulled out with a hernia.
Yeah, he got hurt. No, he wasn't hurt. He just did the...
Soft.
Yeah. He had just did the UFC countdown. Perfectly healthy.
Right.
So what happened in the last... It's whatever.
Right. But Israel Adesanya, he's young, and that dude's insane.
Yeah. His, like, form is ridiculous as far as,
they
like,
call
his
him
style.
Yeah, they call him
bender.
Style bender. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. How we doing on Stan's mic over here? Is he mic'd up? Ready to go?
testing.
So how's it going, Stan?
I'm good, man. Thank you.
Yeah, like talk right into these things.
My first time on a podcast.
Almost like you're kissing it, but just like tease it a little bit.
Right,
not too close. All right, why don't you introduce yourself? Let's tell us your name, what you do.
So my name is Stan. So I moved out here from Philadelphia about 2 years ago. I'm in Detroit now.
Right.
I do IT work.
Right. You work at
DTE.
Yeah, DTE.
Yeah. Okay. So right now I'm contracted out to DTE, but I actually work for a company called Vitalist out in PA.
Okay.
And so they send me around the entire world just doing different work for different companies. DTE is one on the list.
Right.
And just happened to be here for 3 years.
Yeah.
So now I know Detroit.
Yeah.
Man, I live downtown. I love this city.
Yeah.
I love everything.
So you definitely enjoyed your 3 years because you're about to be out of here soon. But how would you rate Detroit out of 10?
Out of 10?
Yeah. Be honest.
I'm going to say this. Detroit is absolutely the best city I've been in. And I was just explaining to somebody these reasons. Number one, the sense of camaraderie, right? A lot of people over here, like, even with every like bad story that's been told about Detroit, people are still proud to be from here. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you'll say it from any corner of the world. You'd be like, I'm from Detroit.
Right.
You know, the same way somebody from New York would be like, I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. You'll say, I'm from Detroit.
And say it proudly.
That's even what I say. I didn't grow up in Detroit, but when you go out of like state and stuff, you say, I'm from Detroit,
exactly.
Michigan. You know,
yeah.
You know?
But Warren, because you're from Warren, right?
Yeah. No, Sterling Heights. But Sterling I don't Heights. Say I'm from Sterling Heights.
Yeah.
I'm not from here. I mean, I would love to be called a Detroiter, but
I think other states, like when you first came here, did you have your own like perspective of what it was gonna be, like as far as like bad? Because I used to live in I mentioned a little minute ago, I used to live in Texas, and then when I mentioned I was from Detroit, they were like, where are you from? I was like, oh, I'm up from up north from Michigan. What part? Detroit. They were like, oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. They're like, it's like a war zone up there, right? I'm like, not to my knowledge, yeah, no. Right.
So, being honest, I thought I was going to get shot coming out the airport. I thought I would get killed immediately. I mean, of course, like, you hear it's like murder capital.
Yeah.
You know, all these bad things. The news has nothing good to say about Detroit 90% of the time, at least from the way I was viewing it.
Right.
So when I first came here, actually, they offered me the job while I was working with another company out in California.
Right.
So I had basically a choice to choose between coming to Detroit or staying out in California and working with this company. Mm. Of course, I chose the California company. But then they were DTE started telling me, oh, yeah, we put you at the MGM for about a night. Come see how it is. Come see how it looks. Mm. Man, I fell in love with downtown the first night I came down here.
Wow.
And it was supposed to be a 3-month contract, turned into a 3-year contract.
Oh, wow.
But I definitely had no expectations of Detroit. I thought it was going to be a horrible place when I first came here. I mean, compared to all the, I was born in Queens. Mm. I stayed in Brooklyn until I was 13. I moved out to Jersey when I was 14. Left for the military. I was in Virginia, Illinois. Like, I've been all around the entire world.
Right. I don't know why I keep forgetting you were in the military.
Yeah, I'm ex-Navy. Like, I've been all around the entire world. So it's like, you know, out of all the places that I've been to, man, I got to say, Detroit has changed me the most. I promise you. Out of every country, Detroit has changed me the most.
They say that, yeah.
I was just telling my friend Brittany about, because, you know, I'm leaving soon. Yeah. And it's kind of hurting me a little bit because I made friends out here.
Right.
You know, I built a life out here. Yeah. Like, I love Detroit. And I did not love Detroit when I first came here.
Yeah. Right. Man.
Yeah. And that's definitely saying a lot. Like you said, you've been all over the world and Detroit still has that special place.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. Detroit is a.
It's definitely coming back too. City. Like, it's absolutely. Like at least 50 hotels being built downtown. Like, I work at one of them. So.
Yeah, the Siren Hotel, exactly. That's where we come from.
Yeah, that's where me and Stan here met, the Siren Hotel. You were working at the Candy Bar, most popular bar in Michigan right now.
Yep, the most best-looking bar in Michigan. I was the host.
Yeah.
I actually kind of liked my time over there, too.
Missing it even more.
It put me in touch with a lot of really good-looking women, a lot of entrepreneurs, people who were doing stuff out in Detroit.
Right.
And, man, the tips were really good. You know, I met a lot of good friends out there, too.
Right.
Like, a lot of people that I still chill with weekly since I've been out here. But, man, as I said, like, everything that I've been through since I've been in Detroit, man, it just sticks with me more than any other city I've been to. Even more so than my Navy brother.
Mm. You know? Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's
like,
saying a lot.
Like, these are people who let me spend time with their families during Christmas, you know?
Right.
So it's equivalent when I'm coming out here in Detroit and I'm spending the holidays out here and I have nobody, but your friends are coming up like, you know what? We're going to give you the spirit of Detroit. We're going to show you what's going on. Take you to these parties and da-da-da-da. We're going to cheer you up, big dog. Like, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of love out here, man.
Yeah,
it's a
it
lot
is.
Of hate, but it's a lot of love out here.
Absolutely.
And like I said, it's definitely coming back too. But are you having like I think you're having a farewell party, aren't you?
Yeah. So I'm going to be having a little, well, I don't know the date exactly, mm-hmm. but you know what? If you follow me on,
Sure.
All right. At Young Poppy Cabernet, right? Young Poppy, because I love Cabernet. And I'm obviously a Drake fan. So at Young Poppy Cabernet.
Drake?
No, I'm kidding.
Drake?
How could you?
But if you follow me, you'll see more details. But I'm going to have like a little farewell gathering type of thing at a bar.
Yeah.
Nothing too special.
That's what's up. I might not be able to make this at the bar, but after you guys leave, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wait, how old are you, Chase, now? Are you 21
I'm 19,
yet?
Man.
Fuck. I keep forgetting you're a... Oh, my God.
Young, man.
That's crazy. I don't even have the beard yet. I need to catch up with you guys.
Oh, obviously. Man. Yeah, we baby doing face. It big over here. Baby face. Don't worry, it'll come
in. I still got some stuff to get in there. So.
Trust me, as soon as it starts coming in, you're going to wish it stops. It's just itchy as hell.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I got like 3 mustache hairs. That's it. But I shaved them bitches off. I was
zzz. Got to pluck those out one by one.
That's crazy. But yeah. I'm definitely going to be there, though, for sure.
Absolutely, man. I hope you come out. Yeah. As I said, everybody that I've chosen to keep around me, and, you know, I was just talking to my friend Brittany about this, too. Mm. The people, like, I kind of concentrated my crew since I've been out here. Mm. Before, I felt like I was kind of going in different circles, trying to figure out where I belong, you know. So I lived downtown, and downtown was nothing like I expected at all. Like, when I first came in there, I'm thinking it's going to be a predominantly black city.
Not at all.
Yeah. Then I'm like the only black person in my entire apartment building.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I got to adjust a little bit. I got to figure shit out. But as soon as I started, you know, like meeting people outside of my circle and kind of adjusting a little bit, I started kind of concentrating my circle a little bit more, watching who I kept around me.
Right, and just building around it.
Exactly, yeah. And building around me. I feel like the people that I've met and that I've kept around me since I've been here in Detroit are, like, part of the reason why I love the city so much, you know, Brittany included. You know, it's definitely been an experience, man. 3 years, I'm going to keep coming back. You ain't seen the last of me.
That's good. I'm Detroit glad to hear that. Detroit, I got scared when you said you're leaving. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to see him again. Everything's just going to be text.
Have you guys heard about ButtCon?
I definitely haven't.
What's that?
Is it like a porn thing?
So let me tell you about ButtCon. This is one of the reasons why I'm coming back to Detroit.
Oh, wow.
So on a full moon, listen to this shit. On a full moon, there's apparently a festival. Mm. It's dedicated to butts. And I'm serious. It's dedicated to butts.
I'm already there.
Exactly.
Front row.
It's free. You can go. They have a huge bonfire. I was there last year. Mm. I even got some action off of it last year, too. Like, people were just going crazy. People in assless chaps. Like, I actually had the stories on my Instagram. I took pictures. Like, it's all fully documented. Like, everything. But that's one of the reasons why I want to come back, because I've never experienced a place where people are just dedicating a whole night to ass. I mean, there was a girl dancing naked on the stage. Like, it's, like, cold as shit.
And this is, like, an annual thing? How do I get into it? It's a full moon party.
It's a full moon party.
What's the age restrictions? My first question.
Man, ain't nobody checking IDs over
there. Okay, cool.
It's just, like, an open alleyway.
If I can mess with that, then it's like not checking IDs.
The young ones
might try to sneak in there and hit you with some shit.
You might want to look around, obviously. Right. You can go home alone if you want to. I'm not saying you got to go home with somebody, but just go over there, enjoy your time, enjoy the fire. They got like all these different sculptures made by different artists too. So it's also like an art exhibit as you're going around, but it's also dedicated to butts. Right. So you might see like what happened. They had like an anus picture booth.
Taking pictures of the ass?
I'm not lying to you. Where you stick your head through this
like a colonoscopy type
like,
of shit.
It's like the fucking anus. You stick your head through and you take a fucking picture with like your inside.
Oh, it's like a photo booth, basically.
Exactly. You know the ones you stick your head out. Exactly. I'm not kidding you. This is ButtCon.
I don't know if I'm with
you. You know what's funny? What's funny is when I first suggested it to my friends to come out to ButtCon, they did not. I know, right? We talking about ButtCon. When I first suggested it to my people to come out, they were not with it. But when they saw the pictures, they were just like, yo, it was live. It looks nice. It looks great. And now they all want to come next year. So I'll show you the pictures when we're
done. Interesting. Yeah, I'm sure Brittany is sitting there like, okay, I'm not going to this.
Now, you've seen the ButtCon pictures, right? Them are interesting. It's not bad. Hold up.
They got a page on Instagram or something?
They ain't got a page. It's like, I don't know if it's a secret society.
Oh, they're like the Masons. Wow,
they just know. When the full moon is out, start shaking ass.
So this is the picture I took from ButtCon.
Oh. That's crazy. How have I never heard of this? We've both been in Michigan forever.
Never heard of ButtCon.
There you go. It's
Wow.
You got like a whole bunch of...
And this happens downtown.
No, it's not downtown. It's like some art park or something like that. It's a park that's outside, completely outside. Everyone's just
like
outside.
40 minutes away from here, like backwoods type shit.
It's towards downtown, probably 10 minutes from downtown. Not too far.
I'm surprised they can get away with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they get a permit. I mean, it's...
You gotta have something.
It's white people, so they gotta. Taken care of.
Oh, you should have started off with that. I'm definitely there. Yeah.
It's definitely a white people fun. I mean, come on, ButtCon. Like they had a butt slapping machine where it's like a hand that's going in a circle.
Oh, now they're
like
getting
this,
into like kinky
and
shit. I don't
sit
know.
Sit down and just it's a butt slap. I'm not lying to you.
Oh, like, that's a weird. Oh yeah. And I mean, no IDs. Anyone can go.
It's something that everybody got to experience. But I'm just talking about like the uniqueness, of Detroit. Like I've never experienced a place that has like all these festivals, all these parties.
Yeah, it's always shit going on. But I didn't know about. That.
Yeah, I know. That's something that. You remember RJ?
Yeah, I still talk to RJ. He's cool.
RJ, yeah. He's the one who actually put me on the butt con.
Wow. Yeah, he's lighting his ass up with text today. Like, what the fuck did you tell Stan? You got him hooked on this?
Everybody who has not been to butt con talks like that about butt con.
Interesting.
No, I'm ready.
I hope I'm putting butt con on this
on the map, right? Yeah. Speaking of Detroit, though, obviously it's the Motor City. What was your expectations coming in? Do you think it was just going to be like downtown, which is going to be like a... basically like a gallery for cars every single day when you went down there?
I thought it was going to be bullets flying. I mean, I thought it was death, nigga.
Walk to this door, you might get shot.
The news was not painting a pretty picture. I didn't want to come to Detroit because of what I heard about Detroit. Even my little brother right now, he asked me questions like, am I safe? Am I doing all right? Like, he doesn't understand, like, you know, all of, like, it's like any other city. You know, you got your north sides, your west sides, whatever sides, you know, good sides and bad sides. I feel like people in Philly and New York, they have no room to talk because we got places that are worse than Detroit.
For sure.
You know, and Detroit, at least they had that sense of community. Yeah, you know I mean, where it's kind of like in the city, it's like, you know, you got to watch your own back against everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Detroit has a more sense of community. I mean, I've seen some shit out here, too. Like, I've heard of some shit out here, too. Like,
right.
I'm not a full Detroiter, but even what I've experienced since I've been working in the position I've been working in against with other with other black people, you know, in my position, like I see the jealousy. I see the people trying to get up there. But right. I don't know. I felt like I trailed off a little bit.
No, you're good. You're good.
My bad.
We'll just segue since we were talking about cars a little bit ago. Bugatti, you guys see that? The new one?
Oh, yeah. Is this a new one out?
Yeah. It's called I might be butchering this name. So it's like, I think it's French, like my name, if anybody wanted to know. La Voiture Nior?
You know, I remember
it's spelled L-A space V-O-I-T-U-R-E Nior.
La Voiture? Maybe something like that.
Could be. But it's sold for 16.7 euros, which is like 18.9 million in U.S. dollars.
For a car?
That's a lot of fucking money for some wheels,
bro.
For a
car?
You know,
transportation?
I can't do that.
Back in the day, Bugatti had a Veyron they came out with. That was actually my favorite car when I was in high school. It was 1.5 million.
Yeah. Because what was the one that came out when we were in school? It was super popular. It was like the fastest car without like... off the market like stock.
I don't remember, but I remember the Veyron.
Yeah, the Veyron, right? Yeah,
that's what I really remember.
Yeah, the $1.5 million car. It was supposed to be like, what, like 1,200 horsepower, like the fastest car in the world.
And this car apparently has, let me see here. I'm pretty sure I wrote it down. Maybe I didn't. Goddamn. But it has, I think, 1,500 horsepower, 16 cylinders,
Jeez.
Which is insane.
I wouldn't even trust myself.
How many cylinders?
I would definitely. 16, I think.
God.
Yeah.
What are they fit on them damn cylinders, man? They're just getting smaller?
No, the engine, like the hood of the car is ridiculous. Like at least two of these tables. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, shit. That's a big ass engine. I see why
it's
crazy.
Put in and then they have another car. It's like, it's only four made in the world. It looks like one of those old school, like, not like Model T cars, but it's like an old school car like that. It's only four made in the world. One is missing, and it's going for 50 million.
So if one goes missing, does that make the prices of the other ones go up?
I feel like it would.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because it's like less now. Yeah.
And how does one go missing?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly, right? Like, there's some Pink Panther shit going on here.
You can't trust me.
Like, come on, Jerry. You fucked up. Where did this car go? Come on.
Exactly.
Right.
Fucking stealing these cars, making the other ones go drastically up in price.
Yeah. But I would love to have one of those, like, just classic back in the day cars. My favorite car, I want a 1969. Not because of 69 either. People are like, oh, you just want a 69. No. 1969 Mustang.
Okay.
Crazy. I want one of those so bad.
Yeah, I was actually going to say the exact same thing.
Let's Mustang. See. Yeah. Right there.
Nah. Mine's a 67 Mustang.
All right.
Get the fuck out.
Like when you're on the Price is Right and he says like 1 cent lower.
That's because my stepdad has a souped up 67 Mustang in his garage.
Damn.
I mean, he doesn't drive it. I mean, he looks at it like
Is he giving it to you or he just taunting you with
definitely
it?
Definitely not giving it to me.
Damn.
I wish.
Damn.
Yeah,
you
probably crashed.
I'd probably give it to my pops on some other shit. On some other shit. Yeah.
That hurt my that just touched my heart right there. Give it to your dad.
Yeah, that's not bad. I ain't giving no cars away.
Yeah.
I'm just trying
he
to
said,
get
I need that Mustang. Right?
I need all the Mustangs.
Yeah.
All them Buicks.
Yeah, I gotta get a new car now. I've been lifting so much like over the past like this year. It's only March, mind you. I've spent at least $1,200 in lifts.
Oh, okay.
It's crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Ridiculous.
$1,200?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of places. A lot of traveling.
Actually, so yeah, I don't have a car out here in Detroit since I've been out here. So my company provides me for all my transportation.
You motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so you get free transportation every
day. Well, I guess you could say free, yeah.
Man.
I mean, I'm not supposed to be out here.
Okay.
Like, I'm supposed to be, you know, like in my home state of Philadelphia. So, yeah, but you do need a car out here, man.
Yeah, for sure.
No fucking lie.
I'll say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I ain't giving no cars away, man. No. Take it back to that. Like, right. Yeah, give no cars away.
But speaking of old school shit, so they just found this new piece. It's like a. I don't know how you explain it. It's like a compass, basically. Like, if you imagine, like, a tablet or something, like Vikings would used to use to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
They found the oldest one. Yeah, it's called the Astrolabe, and it was dated 1496 to 1501, I think the one they recently just found is. Like, I don't know how they date this shit either.
Yeah,
but
how do you do that?
Some diver found, I think it was like a couple months ago now, or it might have been last
some
year.
Diver, what are his credentials?
Yeah.
I want to know who this diver
right.
is.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
And like, they showed the video of him like pulling it out of the sand, but I'm like, you definitely didn't.
Oh, yeah, this is from
1496. I can tell.
Get the fuck out of here. But that's crazy, though, like how far technology, because if you see this little tablet thing, basically it's like, it's a circle, and then it has like, at the top of it, it has like this little compass looking thing. At the bottom, it's the same thing. And then that's how they used to navigate, which
is like a rock.
It looks like a rock. And like, it's no compass thing. Cause they didn't have that technology. So it wasn't like a compass. It just looks like one.
Oh, okay.
But it's like how far technology has come in the last 40 years alone is ridiculous.
You go from
but,
someone absolutely. Just wishing the compass would work.
Yeah.
To now it works.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, I used to, try and decide where north, south, west, and east was when I had to follow my MapQuest directions. It would tell you to go out somewhere and point northwest. Anybody ever had to do that? No.
No. One?
Early MapQuest, right?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, early MapQuest directions. About. Oh, yeah. God, that was the worst. I actually downloaded a compass app. I noticed I did not know where my directions were. I don't know where north, south, or anything is.
Me neither.
Period. Yeah, I had to learn quick, though.
Yeah.
I definitely do now.
I'm terrible with directions like in the city, but if I was put in like the middle of nowhere and like,
really?
Do they train you for this in the military too? Like if you were put in the middle of nowhere and then like, I know how to get out. Like even if they
on
put me
boat?
In a desert, I would be able to know which
know
way
boats
to go.
Really well. Like, I'm ex-Navy, so I know a boat really well. But yeah, they didn't train me for any of that. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
But yeah, they didn't train me for all of that when I was in the military. Like mainly what I did was welding and plumbing.
Oh, okay.
Right. So they trained me a lot for firefighting.
Mm.
So I know how to fight fires. I know how to weld. I know how to plumb. And they also treat you like, you know, military training, like how to shoot a gun, shotgun, stuff like that.
Man.
How to use grenades, whatever. But Other than that, like you, and you also have to learn the history about the military too. So, if they attack a ship, you're going to learn everything about how they attack that ship. Mm-hmm. So you can retaliate, you know, right. and have a contingency plan for stuff right. like
and
that.
And learn
so,
from their mistakes.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and they put you through battle drills. Like actually Disney came out and I'll never forget this. This was in, Great Lakes, Illinois. Disney actually came out and created an entire, simulation, right, for the Navy. And they were just starting it out when I first came there. So it was like their first simulation of like a ship being attacked, like the USS Forrestal. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most infamous ship fires of like entire U.S. Navy history.
Oh, wow.
They re-simulated that in like a it's like a closed off, you know, simulation, stuff like that. So, yeah, they train you for things like that.
And they use like projectors and stuff to simulate it?
They
it?
Use actual fires.
Oh,
like
shit.
It's through the grates, you know, so you'll have like an actual fire coming through the grates. It's a controlled fire. You know, they open up a door. You have the little your little fire hose. Mm-hmm. They teach you how to spray and attack the base of the fire, stuff like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, people don't know I'm a proficient firefighter, man. I'm a welder. I'm a plumber. I'm a computer guy.
Holy shit. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And I also hosted the candy bar.
Never forget. Never
check him out. Yeah. Leave him a good tip.
Yeah. Shout out Matt Wang. No, I like that guy. Well.
Oh, yeah. Matt Wang. Yeah. We love that dude.
I know you have mixed emotions. But anyways, let's see what our next topic is. Let's see here. Oh, my God. Did you guys hear about the FaZe Banks Alyssa Violet thing that's going on?
No.
You guys know who that is?
FaZe Banks? Isn't he a gamer?
He's like a gamer YouTuber.
Right.
His girlfriend is Alyssa Violet. She dated Jake Paul. Everybody knows Jake who Logan Paul, Paul is, right?
I'm recently finding out about it. He got the video camera installed on his arm.
Was that him?
Yeah, I think so. Him and some other dude, Nelzy. He had like a auto-tune installed on his arm,
like
too.
Into his actual skin.
Into his actual skin, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I seen the one kid, but I don't know if it was
Brittany's
Jake
like,
Paul
I'm Googling this shit right now.
Yeah. Jake Paul recently, or at least he put out a video, I'm pretty sure of it, of him having a video camera installed into his arm. But
that's wild.
That's wild.
I didn't mean to like derail the conversation.
Oh, no. You're good. Jake. But I mean, everybody knows his brother too, right? Logan. Yeah. He got in trouble for that. The Forest video.
There it goes. That's the guy, right?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Is that real?
Yeah, we don't know if it's real, but I know I saw it on the Shade Room, so.
I don't know.
Nah.
I wouldn't put too much stock.
Yeah,
in
that's
it.
Not
don't put
real.
Too much stock.
But I never heard of Jake Paul before.
There's special effects in it. That's CGI. I don't know how real that is.
Yeah, those kids.
Yeah, they do really good. They're rich as fuck. I can tell.
Yeah,
you don't know what kind of pull they have when you see a video on Shade Room and you don't know the star behind it. I'm thinking like, all right, they might not be coming from anything, but when you find out these people have a huge following, you're like, all right, so they might have a ton of money behind the CGI they're probably putting in their content.
Yeah, what you just pulled up there, that was for sure CGI.
Yeah, that was all CGI.
I like do movies and stuff, so I definitely know like I can spot CGI anywhere.
All right, then I'm sorry I didn't mean.
No, you're good.
Fake story.
You're good.
Right.
But I saw it on the Shade Room, so that doesn't mean anything.
So what?
But,
what happened with them?
Oh, yeah, so
sorry,
yeah, no, you're good. You're good. So. It was FaZe Banks and his girlfriend or fiance, I guess. I don't know if they're engaged or not. It's been like 2-3 years. But anyway, this porn star, Riley Reid, she's like number one in the world. She looks like the most average girl in the world.
Yeah,
I've
seen her on Twitter.
She's not like actually attractive. I don't know how she's number one
like
in the world.
Riley Reid, she's not turning any heads.
Yeah, I don't understand. But anyway, she DM'd both of them on their IG and just hit them up for a threesome before their wedding. And I'm like, what?
Did they accept?
Well, the girl did, Alyssa Violet. She said, I'm down. And then FaZe was like, it's a trap. I feel like that's a trap. Any girl who said that, I feel like that's a trap. Like, that's crazy.
I wouldn't
you never
do
know,
it.
Though.
Yeah,
know.
Nope. It's not worth it.
You wouldn't trust it?
I would not trust it. Not in a million years. Man, the way that girls would be trying to trap you nowadays. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
No.
You got money.
Ain't no.
Well, she
dip into that money.
She's got money too, though. She's rich, though. She's
I
like,
mean, she's rich.
She's 100%.
She's like broke pussy.
You think
man.
She's rich?
Yeah.
Like, rich?
Oh, she's rich. 100%.
You think she's rich?
Yeah, she's rich. Like millions rich. 100%.
I feel like porn stars, like most of them don't reach that though. I feel like It's only a certain few.
Well, yeah, like
I've never really known, like, besides Ron Jeremy, who else is like
a, why do you a know big, a famous? Like a male?
Yeah, like
yeah, that's the only. Yeah, one I mean, but like,
when I'm thinking of like a famous porn star, like right. You know, like I mean, you might have a couple, like I might have known from back in the day, but I think there was only like hood porn stars, like Buffy the Body and Pinky. And
Pinky,
like
that. Yeah,
Pinky. Yeah, like Pinky's like washed. Pussy, Pinky yeah. Like she on crack now, like. I don't want to see. I mean, I still follow Pinky. I still like her pictures. I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right, so let's go into another one. Which I hate these. You remember the cinnamon challenge?
Oh god.
Yeah, I did that.
I did that shit. That's the only challenge I ever did because I'm like, I love cinnamon. So what is the bad thing? Basically, you get a tablespoon of salt and you like try to eat the whole thing, and then you basically die. No, cinnamon.
Oh,
you said salt.
Yeah, you did say salt. You did.
I'm a dumbass.
It's all good.
I'm about to say that's hypertension in a motherfucker. Right.
I do like damn. Salt too. Though.
Do you?
A little bit. Shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Not.
But the cinnamon challenge.
Mouthfuls.
Yeah. No.
Cinnamon challenge.
My mom used to actually hit me for having that shit on my hand. I used to lick salt when I was a kid, and my mom hated that. Yeah, that's why I got high blood pressure now. You were right, Mom. You were right. Continue. Yeah. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, you're good. So cinnamon challenge, you get a tablespoon of cinnamon.
Right.
And then you put it, like, try to eat the entire thing. And then I almost died because I was choking.
Bro,
I'm like,
someone actually did die from it.
I heard it was
someone
like a joke people.
Someone actually died. It was like a young girl.
Really? Yeah. And this was like years ago. This was like, what was that? Shit. We were in like middle school when
it
this came out?
A while ago, yeah. Because I know when I tried it, I mean, it was stupid, but. I mean, the cinnamon just pretty much like
sticks
to your mouth, and
it
just
goes
can't.
Like in the back, like the roof of your mouth,
like
in the back.
Cause a reaction,
and it like wraps
not even
around.
Really. It just chokes you, but it like sticks to the like the back of your throat, and it's like a huge ass clump because of like the tablespoon amount.
Has
and
everyone just, like, in here done the cinnamon challenge?
I don't think.
Oh wow!
We got three.
I'm the only one who cares.
You're
about
the odd
like,
one out.
Yeah, I'm definitely the odd one. I've never done the cinnamon challenge.
You didn't
challenge
miss.
Before.
You missed. Absolutely nothing.
No,
yeah. Don't worry
bad.
About it. Right, don't worry about it.
It's basically the same thing as like, and these challenges have been continuing over the years. Like, there's the condom challenge. The now,
whoa!
You didn't
right, let's pull it back.
It's okay. The condom
what?
Challenge.
The condom so, challenge.
Jesus,
right.
I think I'm the only one who knows about this. So basically, the condom challenge. You have
oh,
to,
put it on your head, right?
No, not that one. You snort it up your nose, or
okay,
yeah, you snort up your nose, and you have to pull it out of your mouth. That's the condom
what?
Challenge.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
I seen the one where they. What was it? I think they would fill it up with water or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought the last challenge was like the ice bucket challenge.
That was like 4 years
like,
ago.
That was like 4 years
oh,
ago.
Oh, y'all in advance now? Yeah. Y'all over here sniffing condoms to the nose?
Yeah, we upgraded,
ago,
my guy. We upgraded.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But yeah, the new one is this cheese challenge. You heard of this one?
Yeah. Slapping the yo, that shit is funny as hell.
That is funny.
Yeah, that shit is funny as hell. I saw a little baby get smacked with some American cheese.
So now they're trying to make it law, like that's like against the law. Because they're saying it's like child abuse. But
oh
I'm like,
God.
If
come
that's child
now.
Abuse, what my parents did to me
it
is
really,
like,
really, yeah, God, right?
They're trying to
right.
murder me.
My mom would have me fucking in front of a wall on my knees with salt on the floor.
Right.
Damn, so, hold on. Who's going on? Ritual?
Well,
ritual?
I grew up Haitian. So as you were, it's called Meteo Agenu, right?
Oh, say that again?
Meteo Agenu. So that's how you say it in Creole. That means get on your knees, right? So that means you go find a wall, you get on your knees, they put salt on the floor. And as you're resting, that salt kind of eats into your knees. So it like makes it even worse as you're sitting there. So you stand there for like maybe 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then your knees are all red and everything. And then you get the ass whooping.
Yeah, fuck all of that.
Yeah.
All of
that's
that.
That's how Caribbean parents do it, man. Ooh.
That's a long process.
It is a long process. They make sure you tenderize for
right,
that.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to get ready. Mentally prepare for that.
That's crazy. How much time are we looking at, Ellen? All right, cool. These challenges keep continuing, like the Bob Ross challenge. I actually like this challenge, though.
Bob Ross.
You guys know who this
peaceful.
Is, right?
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, the painter.
Yeah, the painter of the trees.
Yeah.
Don't tell
so basically,
about
you just try
tree.
To, like, copy his art. He was, like, the OG. How long? He passed not too long ago, right? Or was it a while
I'm
ago?
Not sure.
Did he?
No, I don't. I
know he
Holy
passed.
Holy Trinity, Mr. Rogers, Bob Ross, and who else is part of that Holy Trinity? Of the peaceful dudes?
I don't even
Nobody
know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
All right, I've been on Reddit way too long.
No, I didn't really watch Mr. Rogers. He was just like, he was too extreme for me with the trains and shit. I didn't fuck with the trains and shit, bro. You lost me.
Hey, I've never heard somebody say Mr. Rogers was too extreme.
No, I didn't like it.
You didn't really? Like
Reading
it,
Rainbow, now that was my guy.
Yeah, Reading. I used to watch Mr. Rogers and Reading Rainbow at the same time. I never thought he was like too extreme. Barney and all that shit.
I never watched Barney. I was never into Barney. That wasn't my thing.
Especially after she got fired for like cussing people out and shit.
Yeah, ooh. Barney was a little
like fifth grade I found out, or like fourth grade or third grade, I found out like the actual actor got like fired for cussing out the kids on set.
Bruh. And I was for me, there is no actor behind Barney. Is a fucking dinosaur. It's a real dinosaur.
No, he's not. No.
There's
another show like that, but it's a mouse. I forget the name of it. I really wish I could remember the name.
Back in the day?
Yes, but it's a mouse. He kind of plays the same role as Barney does, but he like raps songs and stuff. Man, that was the one I watched.
I think I know which one you're talking about. Was it a white mouse?
Yeah, it was like the off-brand.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think this is like a global PBS type thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy.
The only white mouse I know is Stuart Little.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah. Let me know.
Let's see here. We can just call it a wrap, right, guys? We're gonna...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, for sure.
Here,
thanks.
Man.
Thank you both for coming
first
on the
podcast,
show.
I'd say it was a success.
Yes.
Yeah. This is actually kind of fun. Like, you know,
if you had came on time. No, I'm kidding.
Yo.
No, man.
Big ups to Ellen, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We're going to wrap it up here. Next show is going to be, what day is that? April 5th? No, that can't be right. We're going to be leaving on our trip for April 6th. We're going to be in LA for like 3 days here, and then we'll be back. But I think we're here right before we leave for that trip.
Who are you going to LA with?
I'm going there with Jalen Jackson, and Austin Boland is a maybe on coming, and then a friend of his.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. We'll vlog the entire trip. I'm bringing my camera.
Oh, that's dope.
I'm going to have like 300,000 stories on Instagram. So you'll see it.
All right.
Definitely be following.
I'll be into it.
Yeah.
And hold on once again. Let me make sure I got my, because I don't think I gave y'all the correct Instagram handle, but young, YUNG underscore PAPI underscore Cabernet. If y'all could follow, boy.
Oh, yeah. Chase, give yours out.
You can catch me at Chase DeBuell, so that's DeBeul. It's my first and last name. I kept it simple, but that's on Twitter and Instagram. So go ahead and give me a follow.
Yeah, and then we just started the views page the other day. So it's just views. The main page is views_net, and that's how you follow us there. And you can just catch this episode on SoundCloud, or if you're listening live,